CA Cross, and there is no E in my name. Great Thursday morning. I wouldn't have it any other way. I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name. Before we get into anything, I just want you to know that the 10X Growth Con documentary releases, pre-release. This is a pre-release we're giving to only a select few. Right now, we're way above the goal that we wanted to get inside the list to actually see the documentary for the first time. We're way above goal, but you guys on my Get Uncomfortable podcast show haven't had the opportunity to really plug in. We've been doing a lot of branding and advertising and sponsoring and speaking and word of mouthing on other platforms, but you guys have been with me for so long that I need to open it up to another 50. Right now, jump on, log on, include yourself on 10xgrowthcondocumentary.com. That is the website, 10xgrowthcondocumentary.com. Again, it's 10xgrowthcondocumentary.com. This is a documentary, and you know, for the first time, I saw a rough draft of it last night with my production team. Spent a little bit of time reviewing it, making sure all the names of people that I spoke into is in there correctly. And I gotta say, this one is amazing. You know, and in having this content, we could push it in two ways. The first way we could push it is, you know, just sending it out in the universe. You know, Grant Cardone sharing it and making sure that his audience sees it and gets the attention that he needs to build up for 2018 GrowthCon, which is already on pre-sale, okay? And, or we could just lock it, put a wall behind it, and only allow our comfort killers to see it. Now, which one would you do? You're owning a business, you have some content, some great content. What would you do? And think about this, like, let's say a media, top media agency, ABC, NBC, CBS, whatever, the news channel. Let's talk about news broadcasting. And I know I haven't watched the news in some time now. It doesn't interest me, but let's just talk about it. Let's say it's something positive and they got the first to see it. ABC was the first to record and film and document this content. And what would they do? The first thing that I know and how a media agency, whatever, they use it, they want to push it out. They want to be the first to push it out and let the universe handle it. You know, coming up in business, there's a twofold, and I know that many people or many entrepreneurs probably struggle with the idea of being Mother Teresa or the idea of freaking killing it and being like anybody. Let's say Bezos, okay? Amazon CEO. Let's just, you know, which is now the second richest, wow, in the world. He has just like trumped. I think he added another 50 billion, man, to his net worth. Amazing, right? So what would you do? I mean, you're an upstart company, and we're a year and some change in, and we've created so much in a year. We have a lot of achievements in a year. We've reached a lot of people in a year. The mission has stayed the same for me. My mission in life is to teach millions how to get uncomfortable, to think better, act better, and live better. But I want to ask you what's your business? Now you got this content. What would you do? In what ways would you push it off? So there's a little strategy behind it. I wrote this article and I never really finished it. It's called Strategy Versus Tragedy, right? You don't want to strategize so much that you're paralyzing yourself to move forward. There's a lot of great content already out on the internet for minimal. Like you could just go to YouTube and watch a documentary on anything, right? Someone put something out there for the world to see. And now when I think of my own self, when I'm watching something and I'm like, man, thank God I found this. Like, am I the only one to actually see this? So what we're going to do is we are definitely putting it out to the universe. It's a content for everyone. We want a number of shares. We want a number of likes. We want a number of revisits and putting things in other people's network. And that's what today's about. It's about leveraging everything. When I used to hear the word leverage, which is defined as, you know, you know, using people, resources, whatever, to achieve a desired result. You know, so you're using something to achieve a desired result. Now, the result that I want is we want to blow this brand up. We want the Comfort Killers to be the number one online brand for branding, marketing, personal development, self-improvement, and, you know, throw me out there, because, you know, as you're going to see in the documentary, Hank Norman, like, broke it down. We had to put multiple explicit beeps behind his just one sentence. He was like, man, you know, the riches and niches, mother, you know, and just how he goes. You're going to love his part. We kind of put it towards the end because it's they got some funny pieces in there, and I appreciate that. But what we've come to find out in leveraging, we need to do it. Now, think of how you leveraged as a child. You know, we were always great leveragers, but we never kind of put it in terms for our business and what we're doing to achieve a desired result, a specific result. Now, that's what we want. We want this brand to blow up. We want it to scale, and we want to bring more business in. And in this year, we're focused on the revenue of this business and what we could do to scale it out so that next year we are a viable, self-containing, self-reliant, self-sufficient business structure. So in terms of you being a child and leveraging everything, you know, hey, I used to leverage my parents. You know, my mom used to say yes to more things than my father. And so I would ask, hey, listen, what do you think about this? He would say, go ask your mom. Done. You know, because if he was on board, or the vice versa, my mom would say yes, but ask your father. Yes. So I would say the first thing that I would say to my father after my mom said that is, you know, she already said, yeah, I'm just letting you know this is what I'm going to do. I'm leveraging everything. Now, when you talk about leveraging people, leveraging time, leveraging resources, this is what I want you to do. This is that action step. This is what we need to implement in our day-to-day. As a business owner, we tend to have a long list of to-dos, long list of tasks, long list of everything, and we can never get to it. Like, you know, by the time I go to bed, there's some things that carrying over to the next day. And I realized, man, I haven't hit the gym. I haven't, you know, like, honestly, I haven't been to the gym, and this is a shame, in like 3 weeks. And it's really a shame because I've been pounding so much pre-Growth Con, pounding so much during, and still pounding. And then, you know, I'm really looking into ways to be more efficient now. Again, I always go back to when I first started this company. It was more of let's shoot in the dark. We'll hit what we hit, but let's just kill them with production. Kill them with production. Now, that's great. I still am a firm believer that production boosts your morale, boosts your happiness, boosts inflow, right? So the more outflow you get, the more inflow. It's just the natural laws of the universe, okay? So, but now I said, you know what? Let me focus on things that achieves a desired result. And in that, I have to leverage some people. I have to leverage time. I have to leverage resources. And I have to leverage money. Now, think about resources. Think about how you've leveraged resources. I know me, myself, in the past, what I've done is go to the library, right? I didn't have the access to Wi-Fi. We were bumming cable off of whoever, you know, back in the day when this thing, you know, I would go to the library. I want to get information. I use their free books. I go to their free space. And especially in the summer, they got free AC. You know, I didn't have it. I didn't have the AC. So I went to the library and consumed and leverage their resources for my own goal. I need to learn about this thing. I need to do a project. I need to learn about business. I'm going to use their business center. Whatever it is, I'm leveraging them. But in terms of business, with me and you speaking in conversation now, a lot of people have negative connotations around leveraging people. And I'm like, you best leverage people. Because here's what's going to happen. If you write a list of all your tasks, of all the things you do in business on a day-to-day, write a list of everything that you need to do in your business. That list, I'm sure, is going to say check email, right? It's going to say, you know, add some posts to Facebook, add some posts to LinkedIn, write a few articles, grow content, get on the phone, you know, start hammering the phones. Now, in some businesses, the phones are the strictly revenue center, right? For me, I outsource that, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that because I am, the head. I need to get the content out. I need to position ourselves. I need to scheme and plan and strategize and really do things that bring revenue in. If you make that list, I just want you to check off all the things that are tied to money-making activities. All the activities, are they tied? Are they money-making activities? Do they generate money, okay, for you? So checking your email, no, it does not, okay? It does not generate money. Adding a post to Facebook, you want to think that it generates money, but no, it not. It doesn't. Your like doesn't blow up your bank account. People's likes does not blow up your bank accounts. People check stats all day. Like I go on my my AdSense or ad views or analytics, and I check my stats. Does that get me money? No, it does not. You know, shooting videos, writing content. Yes, they're loosely tied to getting money because you need more content out there, you know, but promotions, video ads, that's directly tied to money. Video conferences, you know, I do a mastermind every Thursday. Does that tie to me generating money? So now I want you to building your website or, you know, updating plugins. I spend a lot of time on my website in the back end, back office, updating, plugging in. There's got to be a better way. So what I want you to do is, you know, check off those things that you believe generates money and then make a second list from those that you checked off. And then just ask yourself this question. I want you to separate money from non-money. Okay, so you have now two categories. You have everything you checked off, but now I want you to separate stuff that makes money, okay, money stuff, and stuff that doesn't make you any money, non-money stuff. Okay, so remake the list, put one on the left, put one on the right, however you want to do it. So again, your notepad, you know, check Facebook, not money, okay? Email doesn't make you money. Checking the stats doesn't make you money. Build websites. Okay, that doesn't get me money. You got to be honest with yourself. You know, does putting up an email marketing that doesn't just tie back to anything, does that email get you money? No, it doesn't. So you'd have to get real serious. So with what doesn't make you money, that's fine. You still need to get it done in your business. You still realize that you have to answer email. You still realize that, hey, maybe you need to put the Facebook post up. You need to be engaged with social media. But still, it doesn't make you money. That shouldn't be your high prioritized item on your list. So go through each item on the non-money making side of it and then put an E there for eliminate. Eliminate it next to whatever you just need to get rid of and not do it all. And, you know, be honest with yourself. If you're honest, like I'm honest with myself, it's like, oh, scrolling Facebook, right? Yeah, I know. I wrote a post about that a couple of weeks ago and someone was like, well, you know, how else are you supposed to promote if you're not on social media? Well, I get what you're saying, but I'm talking about the time scrolling on Facebook. It's a time waster, okay? Then you could put a D next to something that you need to delegate, okay? And then an O next to something that you outsource or an S next to something you could schedule out in a later time. Schedule like batch everything, okay? So I definitely wanted to give you that nugget because we think that we need to do it all. And I know a part of the hustling mentality in entrepreneurship right now, like the more you're doing is the more hustle that you're promoting. It's almost like, bro, you're not doing anything if you're not showing yourself on Facebook at the time you got up, this, that, you're hustling, you're grinding. It's not real. It's a myth, okay? And I want you to utilize your time to only focus on money-making generating activities, okay? And or time for memories, time for experience. Now, I want you to go to bed like, you know what? I've done everything that I can that I need to do for my business. Everything else, delegate it, outsource it. So your next question is, Stace, well, how do I delegate? How do I outsource? Okay. And I'm thankful because I do have Siobhan here. And Siobhan handles a lot of the admin stuff. She handles a lot of my email stuff. She handles a lot of the sending outbound emails, making calls. And she just handles it like a pro. So that's delegated. And she does have a position in the company, chief operating officer. We just go around just, you know, naming everyone. Hey, you're today, you're the chief marketing officer. She is the operating manager for us here at the Comfort Killers. So she does a lot of those time-consuming email checking and a lot of... So she has now scheduled time to do that, okay? And also, you can outsource. And when we talk about outsourcing, we're talking about, yeah, pay a little money. Now you're leveraging money so you could get more time. And that's all leveraging is. When I went to GrowthCon and I spoke to Kevin Harrington, spoke to Victor Antonio, spoke to Tim Stories, spoke to Gloria Mayfield Banks, spoke to, you know, influencers, what I'm doing is I'm leveraging their audience, right? Because it's powerful. I'm leveraging their audience and I'm giving something back to them in a full high quality documentary or snippet of them in an interview, which they probably wouldn't have had anyway. So now I can leverage their audience. They're sharing it out in their audience. And that's what this is all about. Now, does it go back to your specific goal? Yes, it does. I need to grow Comfort Killers up to a portion where it's in everyone's name. It's in everyone's eyesight. It's in the eyeballs. Now we're getting attention. We bring back people in the business. Now, the business side of the Comfort Killers on the bottom level, on, you know, the bottom scale, it is a motivational company, self-improvement, personal development, get your shirt, get your journal. We love that, tangible products. On the business side, we do a B2B. We are a full service influencer marketing and branding, as well as content development, as well as online training. So we have that, but we bring people in through just what is the Comfort Killer. And most of the niche that we deal with is our business owners. Small, they're upstarting, they're small business owners. So we need to get inside the market to tap into. So when you think about leveraging, think about tapping into. When you have a credit card, the credit card is you're leveraging other people's money. You know, you're tapping into credit, you're tapping into other people's money. So we've been leveraging all day. Another example is, you know, when you have a foul to give as a basketball team, you're down, it's 2 minutes left, you foul the other team, you have a foul to give. You're leveraging, keeping, holding your fouls for the end of the game, and you could use that to position better. They go down, maybe they miss a free throw or two, and then you could actually leverage that foul and win the game. So another example, in chess, you leverage these pawns to keep your queen intact, okay? So those are the things, and we do it in our everyday life. It's not a bad deal, and you got to, and you ought to leverage, but the deal is having a desired result. You have to go in with the game plan. But strategy can be tragedy if you over-strategize and you miss your mark. You miss the opportunity. The opportunity is 10xgrowthcondocumentary.com. We had it. We took it. We nailed it. We brought we brought people in. They know about us. Those that didn't, they know we are closely tied with Grant Cardone's TV and his network. We have a show on there. It's grantcardonetv.com/comfortkillers. I just wanted to give you that. Leverage like hell. Leverage like a comfort killer, but only focus on time, your time on money generating things on a day to day, or you're going to be just out there hustling, like hustling with no end result. Like that's just, it's not cool. It doesn't look good. And you ought to have been reserving and preserving your time, because man, that commodity right there. You know, I know a couple people right now, they're fighting against it. They feel like they only have 4 more years, 6 more years, 10 more years at most. So they're now fighting an uphill battle with time. Now is the time, Comfort Killers, you need to leverage it. So make sure you're doing what's necessary to grow yourself and your business. I definitely got to get back on my fitness, guys. You know, I've just been pulling my hair out and making sure everything is right. The documentary is pre-released on April 1st, quarter two. And that was even strategized. We thought we were initially going to put it out 2 days prior, after the growth con. Now we realized, no, let's put it in quarter two. It's a big thing for the quarter, and we're going to go that way. I love you guys. I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name. Until next time, Comfort Killer, the masterminds tonight. Just log in our Facebook group. If you just go into Facebook and search the Comfort Killers, there is a group out there, facebook.com/groups/ The Comfort Killers. If you logged in, you get the link to the mastermind. The mastermind is weekly on Thursdays at 7 p.m. 1900. I don't know how long I'm going to keep it up. Probably go into it this quarter, and then we're going to shut that down because it's going to be a paid service. So definitely go in there with your batch of questions. We're going to expand on this topic in the mastermind tonight at 7. Remember, in the Facebook group only for Comfort Killers. I love you guys. I just needed to let you know that I appreciate you, and I want you to see the pre-release of the documentary before anyone else does. And that is April 1st. Jump in the list, though. That's the only way. 10xgrowthcondocumentary.com. I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name. Until next time, I love you guys. Peace.